Hey friends, it's Sarah Rittendale. When I decided to act against all the toxic thoughts and feelings I was living with daily and try to become my best self, I quickly fell into the very common trap of perfectionism. So, I decided to create a space where wellness doesn't mean being flawless. Becoming the best version of yourself doesn't just come from conversations about managing your mean mind, learning confidence, and always doing the things that you're supposed to do. Here, we talk about how normal your toxic feelings and thoughts are, that you're not doing something wrong because you don't always feel, think, or act how you envision your best self to, how to implement self-improvement strategies in a realistic way, and we do this through a variety of topics that often prompt our best selves to crave emergence. My mission? Inspire you to recognize that you don't have to be perfect to consider yourself whole, healthy, and well. This is the Well-ish Podcast.
We are officially in the double digits, day 10, 28 days of self-love.
Shifting from yesterday's topic about healing our inner child and how that allows us to deepen our self-love, and into today's topic of owning your voice even when it's uncomfortable, even when you're in a situation that makes you feel afraid, being able to speak in a way that actually reflects how you genuinely think, feel, and believe compared to freezing, not speaking, or compared to speaking in a way that doesn't actually align with your true values, rather just saying what jumps off the dome right in the moment of reaction. For me, this looked like my life of people pleasing. For me, this looked like not speaking up and saying how I truly felt. Or a lot of the time, again, like I was just saying, I am talking, but I'm not talking in a way that actually represents my true beliefs. I'm talking in words that I know other people want to hear, in words that I think would make me look better, make me seem better, make me fit in, speaking in the least controversial manner that I can so that I could basically be a mirror in any situation that I could so that everybody would like me. And I learned that, you know, obviously all of the things, I was sacrificing myself. I didn't know who I was. I didn't have a true voice. I, you know, just kind of lumped off of what everybody else's thoughts and beliefs were. And I started, especially I would say around the time I started the podcast or starting the podcast itself is when I actually started to know that voice and use that voice and take a moment to think about, like, what do I actually think and feel and believe in? And being able to use my voice without even knowing how to use it at first made a really big difference in my self-improvement game. I think there's a few reasons that speaking up for yourself or speaking in your true voice is pretty hard. I think one of the first big obvious ones is fear of rejection. You know, obviously nobody likes to be rejected, and it being a terrifying idea that you could be the lone person on a certain belief, on a certain topic, and what that means. Like, will you be criticized? Will you be ostracized? Will you not fit in? Will people not like you? It's a scary concept. And so it's easier just to kind of keep your thoughts to yourself. You know what the truth is and agree with the group, but you're not living authentically if that is the case. Don't forget that people-pleasing is manipulation. You're not allowing other people to live in their truth if you don't speak yours, which in and of itself is another point of this. It's those people-pleasing tendencies, putting other people's comfort over your own, making sure that you're saying the right things to make sure that people like you, make sure that people feel good when it isn't truly in alignment with you. Look at Jude. Or it's possible you feel like your thoughts and your opinions don't really matter and you're kind of riddled with that self-doubt and imposter syndrome. I think another big thing would be if you grew up in an environment that your voice wasn't valued. Your past experiences, let that be with family or friends, have led you to believe that your voice doesn't matter. And so why speak up and put yourself in that situation when, you know, your voice wasn't valued?
Mama, she's so perfect.
So let's talk about why owning your voice is an act of self-love, because I could totally see how it could just, you know, be in and of itself something that is necessary for, you know, self-growth and self-improvement and knowing yourself better. But why specifically self-love? Speaking up reinforces your self-worth. Every time you assert yourself, you are affirming that your needs matter. You are affirming that to yourself. You know, you're confirming what those needs are. You're understanding what the thing, excuse me, this is not a free-for-all. You're affirming things that you know about yourself, and that you're also putting that out there for other people to know and understand as well. And let's be honest, silence leads to resentment. If you bottle things up in your relationships and you don't actually express how you feel, then you kind of get fucking irritated with people because you feel like they don't really know you. You feel like you have all of this like input to put in, but your opinion never matters in these relationships. But it also contributes to that you've never, you know, spoken up to it on your own, which essentially leads to which essentially leads to teaching people how to treat you. You know, people will know that they can kind of just walk all over you and they can say whatever it is they feel and you'll just mirror whatever that is, or that you won't speak up at all. And you'll never actually get what you want out of your life, out of your relationships, if you don't speak up for those things. You have to set the expectation that your voice deserves to be heard. And when you do that, people tend to listen. The biggest thing is courage grows with practice. Like, the more you do these things, the more you prove to yourself that you're capable of speaking up for yourself, you build that self-trust and you know that you can do it more and more, better and better than you have before. You know, I never leave you high and dry. We are going to talk about how to work towards this. These are going to be habits that you can build upon in order to start to incorporate this into your life, but really truly understanding, like I'm telling you right now, really you need to understand that this is something that takes time, and it is something, like I just said, that you have to do. You have to put the action in, even though your skill set is not there. You can take these next little steps, this guide, in order to start to speak up for yourself, and it's going to be clunky. It's going to feel scary. It's going to feel uncomfortable if you have gone this whole time without actually sharing your true opinion. You know, there's going to be, it feels almost like when you do this, that you are going to be judged because you have gone for so long without telling people your true opinions. And to be quite honest, it's possible you'll lose relationships because people that have, you know, stronger personalities might not want to, you know, that you benefited them when you just kind of were their sidekick. Yeah, what she said kind of guy, you know what I mean? And when you don't, when you're not that anymore, when you no longer serve that purpose to them, it is possible that your relationships will shift and change. So it is going to be a process, and it's something that you're going to have to work on, but these are the steps that you can take to start to head in that direction. I talked about this in a full Wellish episode. I talked about this a few days ago. It is going to be hard to do this. I want to validate you. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to just say that and say it like it's just this fucking easy as it is to say it, but it is something to practice. And that is pause and reflect before you respond. Build the habit of pausing before you answer. Allow yourself to take a deep breath in between answers so that you can actually respond to the situation instead of react to the situation. You can take a moment to think, what do I actually think about this? And then respond to it. Don't just spit out whatever it is you think you're supposed to say or whatever you're used to saying. Use I statements. Like, instead of, like, this isn't like a confrontation. This isn't you're aggressively angry with people. This isn't you're not getting along. This is like just like a friendly conversation over dinner or drinks. You know what I mean? And you're sitting with your friends and they're talking about the way that the earth is flat. And you are like, I actually don't believe that's true. I actually think that the world is round because obviously it is. And it's going on so forth, but using those I statements, you know, you do it with a smile. You say, oh, I, you know, this is what I think. This is why I think it. And it just allows interesting conversation compared to everybody just going, I think that too. Yeah, I agree. But if that feels too much, like, start small. You don't have to start by contradicting people when they're telling stories or giving their opinions. You can start in littler areas. Do you want to do something? What do you want to eat today? Where do you want to go to lunch? What do I actually think? What do I actually want? I think I want to go to Taco Bell. And actually, like, start small, like, use these tiny situations in order to start to ask yourself what it is you truly want, and then follow through and say what it is you want to do. What's something we could do to hang out? You make the decision for hanging out. You call your friend and ask her to do something instead of waiting for people to call you and ask to hang out. Whatever way that it is that you don't normally speak up for yourself, do it in small ways until you can get to a point that you can be more and more comfortable with it in all scenarios. It's really just about embracing discomfort. You know what I mean? Like, you are not going to feel good doing this. Like I said, like, it's going to be scary. It's not going to be like, oh yeah, no big deal, I can totally get through this. Like, you have to be able to embrace that discomfort when you feel your heart racing, when your mind starts to feel nervous. That's fully normal. And it's just something that you have to work through. So you're having these reactions, these physical reactions, right? Once you do it, and you realize that you survive and that the whole world and all of your friends don't turn on you and hate you and that you feel good about what you've said, you'll be like, okay, that wasn't that bad. I'll try that again next time. And, you know, you try it again next time and you do a little bit better the next time. Or maybe you don't. Maybe you do worse and, you know, whatever the situation is. But just embracing that discomfort and knowing that that is so much a part of this process and it's not something that you can escape. You have to accept that not everyone is going to agree, and owning your voice and using your voice is more important than being well-liked. Not everybody is going to have the same opinion, and that is what makes relationship dynamics so fucking cool. Like, how boring would it be if we all thought exactly the same? I want people in my life to give me different perspectives. I want people in my life to challenge me. I love the friends that, you know, we think alike and all of the things, because it's fun to be like, holy shit, you think like that too. And a lot of the time they do think this way, but the friendships that I have that with also have different opinions and live their lives differently and have different perceptions and perspectives on certain topics that we can all share and commingle and learn from each other and grow together. It just makes it so much better. And it's not a matter of, you know, whether or not you're going to be liked because you agree with everybody. It's a matter of being liked because you're a person, a true, whole, genuine person with thoughts, feelings, and beliefs that are worth sharing. Locking it in, sisters. Here we go. We got to lock it in. You can listen to me yap, yap, yap about this the whole time, but unless you actually take action today, the tiniest little action for your skill set, and you take the time to slow down, self-respect, and be introspective with a journaling prompt to fully understand yourself and speaking up for yourself and the complexes that you have with it, it's not going to truly stick. When you do the daily challenge, when you do the journaling prompt, you lock it in to day. And then in future scenarios, for the foreseeable future, you will remember that time that you said, wait, I did that little practice on speaking up for myself. And I think that I can use some of those things in this situation. It will stick with you. It will lock in. So the daily challenge today is identify one situation where you normally stay silent and make a conscious effort to speak up today. Okay. All right, it's doable. We're capable. We got this. Journaling prompt. When was the last time you wanted to speak up but didn't? What held you back, and how can you approach a similar situation differently next time? I love the journaling prompt. I love the idea of, like, doing the journaling prompt first, identifying when you didn't speak up for yourself and how you could do better, so that when you carry on through the rest of your day, you can kind of be mindful of that scenario, situations that could be similar, even if it's on a much smaller scale. It would be a window right to the trigger to what makes you not speak up. So taking note of that and then looking for that in any scenario in your day to day and using that as an opportunity to carry through whatever, to carry out what you said that you were going to do in the journaling prompt. It's not going to look exactly as you pictured in your head. It's likely not going to look exactly as you wrote it down in your journaling prompt, but being able to practice it to the best of your capability, the best of your skill set in today's moment, you'd be setting yourself up for success right there.
Look at me. All right. Full eye contact. Your voice matters. Your needs, opinions, beliefs, boundaries, wants, those things matter. And you should speak up. Speaking up is an act of self-respect. It is an act of self-love. You deserve all of those things. You are important and you are a contribution that no other person on this entire planet can bring to life. Share what your thoughts are and make the world a little bit better of a place. Is that a little intense? Maybe, but it's true. You're so unique and beautiful and lovely. So share your thoughts. They matter. Tomorrow, we're talking about protecting your peace unapologetically, obviously setting boundaries without guilt. So it'll be a good one that you definitely want to tune in for. Make sure that you subscribe to Wellish wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube so that you do not miss one day of the 28 days of self-love. Make sure to speak up for yourself today. And if it's something available to you to share online, make sure to tag me so I can cheer you on at Wellish Podcast, at Sarah.Rittendale, or use the hashtag 28 days of self-love. Thank you so much for being here. I'm looking forward to day 11. Talk to you then.